Blog Talk Radio.
Then I am left with all this love and all these dreams and no place to put them.
From Daytime After Dark. It's February 8th, and tonight we have a very special guest. I'm really excited. Sean Kanan from General Hospital will be on the show. He will be taking fan calls, and I'm really excited because, you know, I think Sean is a very talented actor. I think he's very hot. For the record, I think Sean Kanan is very hot, ladies. So I am going to bring him on now. You know him from Young and the Restless, Bold and the Beautiful, from playing Dick and Soap, the really good, awesome bad boy. And then he finally came home to his General Hospital. So after 15 years, let's welcome Sean Kanan.
How are you?
Hi, I'm good.
How you doing?
Good. I hope you like that intro because I meant every word of it because,
thank you.
You know, let me get started by saying I am glad you are back on the New Hospital.
That makes two of us.
What made, how did you get the call to come home, or back, or home, or whatever, after 15 years?
Well, you know, it was strange, because I was working on Bold and Beautiful, and I got a call from my agent saying that they wanted to meet me at General Hospital, so I went in, I met, and within, like, basically a week, I was back on General Hospital. It was very surreal. Yeah, but exciting, you know. I feel like I'm back home.
Well, from watching it and everything the past couple of months, you look like you're home. You look like you're happy with this. You just look really happy to be back after so long of being away.
You know, I was having a great time on Bold and Beautiful, but I was working very sporadically. And, you know, now in General Hospital, I'm working all the time. I'm working with people that I really enjoy working with, like Leslie Charlson, Wally Kurtz. I'm having a blast. It's a lot of fun.
Let me ask you, you bring up Wally, and I love the funniness between you guys, because I don't think you guys are ever going to get along. I don't think Ned and AJ are ever going to put their differences aside and be nice to each other.
No, I totally agree, but the funny thing is, in real life, I adore Wally. He's like the nicest guy you ever want to meet.
So, for that, for you to come home and for Ned and AJ to go at it again was hilarious. I was on the floor laughing because you guys just got back into it like it was yesterday, and it was really good. So,
what you're saying. It's like the same old rhythm that we had like all those years before, and I think that's part of the magic of General Hospital.
Yeah, because, when I've seen you in scenes with almost anyone on there right now, Sean, you are blowing me away because you can do a scene with someone and a scene with someone else, and it's so good, and you make it so easy. And, it's fun to watch. I will say I don't always agree with what AJ does. Let me just put it out there. Sometimes,
right.
I want to just hit AJ, but not you. Okay, but just put it out there. You know, some of AJ's questionable things that you've been back, you know, kind of like, okay. But I want to ask you, that fight you and Sunny had, that was amazing. Now, did it take a lot of couple of days to do that, or did you guys do it once?
Yeah, no, that took about 20 minutes. I mean, we move really, really quickly. We do like 65 scenes a day, so that probably took about 20 minutes to do the fight scene.
Wow. Well, it was amazing.
It was good.
So, I mean, if you want to beat the crap out of anyone else on the show besides Sunny, because I kind of like him, but, you know, go for it, because you were really good. You are really good in beating the crap out of people, in my
opinion. I love working with him. It's a lot of fun. I was just glad I didn't get punched in the face, though, you know.
Well, I was just saying, and when you came back to the show, and your first couple of days, you know, you kind of dived into Edward passing away and everything, and you made me cry. I didn't want to cry, but you made me cry when you didn't get to say goodbye to Edward. That, for me, I'm like, I really feel sorry for you. I'm like, okay, that was really mean of Tracy. And at the end, she agreed. But how was filming that? Because, you know, you've been away, and, you know, you didn't get to work with John Engel for so long, and then you come back, and he's, you know, passed away, and you're filming the death scenes. How was that?
Well, you know, when I was on with Steve Burton, I worked with John quite a bit. We became very close. So, I mean, for us, he was kind of like a grandfather. So we were, you know, obviously very sad when he passed away. He was such a light and a kind, you know. So it was very sad.
Well, you did a really good job with it. I mean, you made people cry. So, you know, if you want to do your Emmy, we'll do it, that scene, because I think you would get it. Just that scene alone.
Oh, thank you. That's nice of you. I appreciate that.
Well, if I don't ask this, people will kill me, and I don't want to die yet. Okay, so, you know, oh, by the way, tell Laura Carly says hi, by the way. But there's a lot of thing going around who people want you with. Some people want you with Liz and other than AJ pairing. I call the AJ pairing. Oh, I'm going to put my own out there because it's my show and I can get away with it. I want you with Connie.
With Connie?
I think that would be hilarious.
Well, yeah, I love working with her. You know, each one of those actresses, they like, pull something different from me. You know, I love working with Laura Wright. I love working with Rebecca. I've only done a few scenes with Kelly, but I hope they write some more, because I had so much fun doing those scenes with her.
Well, I just think no matter who you know, are with, but just don't hurt Carly because she's my girl and I love her. And, you know, so if you end up being with her, which a lot of people do want, just don't break her heart. That's all I'm asking. Just don't break her heart.
Okay. What if she breaks mine?
Well, if she breaks you, okay, if she breaks you, a lot of people say I'm like the Carly character, so if she breaks news, I am very, very sorry, but you probably did something to tick her off. I mean, but I think no matter who you're going to...
A lot of people think that, like, AJ and Carly deserve each other, you know?
Well, yeah, you kind of do.
Don't you think AJ is like he's a better guy? Like he's sort of learned, you know, he's evolved a little bit.
Yes, I am very proud of you. Those scenes when Laura Carly was drunk, and you know you did the nice things by you know taking her back to the hotel room, and you were with her, and you were nice and everything. But you should have never told her that you guys slept together. I'm like, okay, this is not good. This is not good. But I understand why they did.
Yeah, but it was only for like 10 minutes. I mean, you know, he confessed the truth. So, you know, he was actually kind of noble, right?
Yeah, I was really proud of you. The thing I've been wanting to know as a fan, you come back and some of the co-mains are like passed away, like Alan and Emily. Emily's death, I don't think has been addressed to you. Oh, did you know it? Oh, didn't know it? Oh.
You know, I'm still trying to catch up on like so much of the history of what happened when, you know, Billy was playing the part. So, you know, I'm trying to like fill in the blanks myself. I worked Amber when I was in the show before, but I have no idea actually how her storyline ended. So I'm trying to figure it out from like all the other characters who were there.
She died. Sorry.
Right.
She died. Jason got blamed for it. Jason and Sonny got blamed for it. Surprise there. And, and it was from a very bad, you know, murder that was going around in the town. But,
wait,
you know.
So who killed her? Who killed Emily?
I can't remember his name, but he was on there for a while. No.
Okay.
But if I think of it, I will get back, you know, if people in the chat room. But the thing also, do you know that you have a nephew out there? I mean, that, do you know, okay, do you, oh, it was Diego.
With Sky?
No, not with Sky, with Jason. Do you know that Jason had, I mean, I know you know about Danny.
Daniel.
But you don't, do you know about Jake?
Wait, do I know what?
About Jake. Witherspoon.
No, who's that?
You're not kidding me, right? Okay.
No, I'm totally serious.
Okay, I'm going to screw you in General Hospital tonight because then on Monday or Tuesday you can go in there and say, excuse me, you guys haven't told me all this. Okay,
right.
Jake and Elizabeth and Jason's son.
Oh, no, Jake. No, yes, Jake.
Yeah.
I just learned about Jake. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
When will that be addressed? Because I find it interesting.
Well, actually, I have two nephews, because also Daniel.
Yeah, well, Daniel.
Right?
Yeah,
so.
But, you know, Daniel and Jake, but, you know, you met Daniel, but they haven't really said anything about Jake to you, so I just wanted to know, you know,
right.
what you were feelings on it, or if you're going to find out in the decade.
Or maybe he's going to get Soros, you know, the soap opera rapid aging syndrome. So, like, he'll come back and be, like, 20 years old, like, in 2 weeks. Right?
And a lot of people do when, if you and Carly do hook up, there's a lot of people that want you guys to have a one-night stand or whatever and make another kid.
Oh, my God. It's like a white picket fence. I don't know if that's going to happen.
But how have you seen with Michael? Because I'm enjoying the father-son dynamic you guys are having. I mean, you know, AJ and Sonny should not fight over Michael. They should just have separate relationships and just go about their business. But how are you liking being a dad and working with them and you guys are having a good bond?
Well, I love working with Chad. I think he's a terrific actor. And, you know, now that I'm actually a father as opposed to, you know, 15 years ago when I was on the show, I mean, you know, I'm able to play that role now. And I think he's a great actor, and I think we have, a relationship that's believable. I like to think that anyway.
Well, I think it's very believable, and I think it comes across as really good. You guys have that father-son chemistry already, and you know, you've been back, and but you guys are bonding with, I find, you know, I find it really, you know, good for both of you to have that. You know, I
you
just...
know, you know what's funny is when you see, like, what the casting people think your son would look like. So, like, when I met Chad,
yeah,
I was like, oh, that's what they think my actual son would look like. And, I mean, yeah, you know, he's a great-looking kid, so I did pretty well. Yeah. So, I love working with them. We have a lot of fun.
Yeah, and, you know, what I want to know is, you know, are you excited that the Quartermain family is kind of coming back into the fold a little? I mean...
It's great. I hope Wally comes back. And, I mean, the more Quartermains, the better. Now, I think, you know, the Quartermains are kind of the core of the show. You know, so I'm really happy that they are.
Yeah, I mean, I'm, like I said, I'm enjoying it. And before I forget, so I hear you have a new radio show. So what is that all about? Let people know.
Well, we just had our first show last Wednesday. It's on ubnradio.com. It's with my wife, Michelle. And I'm having so much fun doing it. I love doing a radio. It's like a whole new thing for me. So we're on every Wednesday at 8 o'clock. It's called Canaan's Rules. And we basically talk about what it's like to be a married couple with five kids living in Hollywood with all the craziness. And it's been really fun. And I'd like to keep doing it. So hopefully people will tune in.
Well, yeah, it sounds like a great thing. And, you know, if you guys just have one more, you know, you guys would just have the Brady Bunch, and you could call it, like, the six of something.
No,
I mean,
it's,
you...
like it's definitely, like, the new version of the Brady Bunch. You know, I mean, when I met Michelle, I was, like, single. I had a daughter, and Michelle had four kids, and now, you know, we're all living together, and we have five, and it's great. It works.
It is blending the families. I mean,
wait,
you know.
Hang on 1 second. My new Rottweiler dog that I got is eating my bed.
Okay.
Stop it. Okay. We didn't have enough estrogen in the house, so I got a female dog, and she's about 100 pounds.
Oh.
And she's eating everything. Lucy. Lucy's
that's so cute.
Oh, she's adorable. I love her. Yeah.
So how is it, you know, combining the family? Because, I mean, that must be, you know, hard too. I mean, to have that blended family, you know, going on too. I mean,
it works really well. I mean, it's, you know, it took a little while, like anything, but I've never been happier. I love my stepkids, and we're really happy. You know,
that's good. I mean, you seem really happy, and I just think, you know, my brother has five kids. So I'm, like, thinking, you know, I'm like, okay, that's not possible. And, you know, I'm like, five kids. I mean, if you ever do five kids by yourself, I really feel sorry for you because,
right.
Yeah, you
no,
know,
but
I just...
You know, it's never boring. And,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, I love it. I never thought I would have this life, and I love it. You know, it makes me so happy. And I love my work, I love my job, but I love my family and my life, you know, that's like my family.
Yeah.
That keeps me happy.
What about your book? You did the Model and Gentleman a couple of years ago?
Yeah. The book's doing great, and I'm actually writing my next one, which I'm going to put out this year. So I'm very busy, lots of projects. Hopefully it's going to come out sometime late in the summer, but you know, I find time to do all this stuff.
Okay, when do you sleep?
Not much.
Okay, well, maybe you should try and just get a little sleep. But can you tell us before I bring on some fan calls if you will be singing for the Nusset Ball? Can you inquire about that, because I think it would be funny, hilarious, good, and I think and we'll be good for you.
I agree. Let's do some calls.
Well, I can take a poll for you, but I really think you should do it. I mean, you could do a number with anyone. Oh no, there might be blood there. Oh, I was just trying to pick the Sunny and AJ doing a song together.
Ball?
What?
Were you talking about the nurse's ball?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah, we're all waiting to find out what we have to do for that. So everyone's, like, really nervous.
No,
except Kelly Monaco, because she can dance so well.
But you can, too. Because you were on the early version.
Yes. Yes, I mean, but not like her. She's really good.
Would you want to do the American version of Dancing with the Stars if they came to you?
I would, yeah. I think it'd be fun.
Good. Out there, the Star campaign to get Sean on the next season of Dancing with the Stars.
I'm not sure how long it'd last, but it'd be fun.
Well, how long did you last for the early one?
I think I lasted 9 weeks.
That's very impressive. I mean,
wow.
You know, you should feel proud of yourself on that. So,
that was like one of the hardest things I've ever done.
I would never want to do that. I'm sorry. That is. Anthony said you could only stay, what, a half an hour?
Yeah, just a few more minutes, and then I have to.
Well, then I better get to the fan call, though I will get things thrown at me.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to 708. 708, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hey, Charlie. It's Christy. Hi, Sean.
Hi, Christy.
Hi.
I'm trying to call in with Amanda, but it's not working. So Amanda says hi. She's at Always Be True on Twitter, Sean, and she does the creations.
Oh, okay. Cool. Thank you.
Yeah. So.
So what's your
question? I'm getting a huge question from all the liaison fans, because apparently all the Jason Elizabeth fans, well, at least most of them, not me though, want AJ and Elizabeth together. So do you know that a romance is going to come up with them, or if they're just going to be friends? I don't know if you can really tell us anything, but that's all.
I think AJ is trying. It could happen. I think it's like the early stages. But he has kind of a couple options, Carly, Connie. So I'm actually not sure myself.
Okay. Yeah, I'm on board with the Connie and AJ pairing myself. I thought you two had a lot of chemistry, so.
Yeah, two crazies together, right?
Yeah, they're two crazies. It just makes sense in my head, so.
Well, plus it's like another way to, like, stick it to Sunny.
Yeah, it would create a lot of drama with Sunny and AJ, and I'm like, that's perfect. More drama for the show.
Like, at this point, whatever they throw in my way, I'm interested in. So, I mean, all three of them are great actresses. I love working with them. So, we'll have to wait to see how it unfolds over the next couple of weeks.
Okay, so do you have any other questions?
No, I'm good.
Okay, I'll be on mute.
All right,
you
well,
and...
I hope you listen to our radio show. Tune in for that.
Oh, yeah, she will. Okay, so we have 217 on the air.
Hi, Carly. Hi, Sean.
Hi,
who's this?
It's Amanda. I finally got somebody to get me to call in because I don't have long distance to call you from my house phone. So.
Okay, cool.
Hi, Amanda.
Hi, Carly. Thank you for taking my call. And, Sean, Christy already warned you, but... I have been tweeting back and forth with you about the creations on Twitter that you've been trying to look at. Always Be True. The fan art that you've been trying to look at.
Oh, right. Okay, yeah.
Okay.
I'm pretty technologically not very advanced. I have to admit that.
Okay. Well,
okay.
I don't know if you use the phone app or... the web version, but they're usually in recent picks.
Okay.
Or I can send you a link as well once I upload them to my site. But as far as questions go, what is the difference, because I know you're at a completely different stage in your life, maturity level and all that, what is the difference between your chemistry that you had with Sarah Joy Brown compared to chemistry that you have with Laura Wright as an acting partner?
Wow.
I think they're both terrific actresses.
I'd say the biggest difference is that, you know, I'm probably a very different actor than I was, you know, 15 years ago. So, wow, that's a tough question. you know, because they each play Carly, you know, differently than the other. I don't know. I like working with them both. I know that sounds maybe like a cop-out, but... you know, right now I'm really enjoying working with Laura because we try and find the funny moments in between hitting each other. And I worked with Sarah so long ago, it's a little hard to remember, actually. So all I can say is I'm really enjoying working with Laura. And she's a lot of fun. And, you know, these two people that hate each other, you know, there's still like that weird little spark.
Your hotel scenes were awesome. I mean...
Oh, thank you.
Awesome.
Yeah. And she really cut her hair during those scenes, which is...
Yeah, I know. She tweeted about that.
What?
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Wow.
She really cut her hair. Yeah.
Well, it's not a cop-up. It's hard, but that's the only main question that I had since I've been watching the show for so long, so...
You know, like, the hardest thing for me is, like, trying to figure out the history, you know, what's happened with AJ, because I'm basically taking the part over from somebody who was doing it before.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to, you know, I want to stay sort of true to, like, the past, but still, like, put my own spin on it. So, you know, doing the best I can.
You're doing a great job, so.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
Well, thank you, Carly, for taking my call, and I hope to chat on you soon.
Amanda.
I would love to speak with you again. I'm gonna have to say goodbye because I have to take my daughter somewhere. But can we do this again?
Yes, I would love to.
Okay, and I hope all your listeners will tune into the radio show, which is Wednesday at 8 o'clock Pacific time on UBNRadio.com. It's Kanan's Rolls.
I will put that out there, and thanks for coming, and I will look forward to doing this again and tell everyone on the set that I say hi.
Carly, thank you so much. I want to thank all your listeners for tuning in, okay?
Oh, no problem.
Okay, thanks, guys. Take care of yourself.
Bye.
All right, good night. Bye.
Bye. Hey, Kathy.
Hi, Carly. Good job.
Oh, no, but I didn't get to all the calls I wanted to.
Well, that's okay. He only had a short period of time.
Hey, Leighton, can you call back and we are getting feedback?
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, I couldn't hear him answer Christy because I was getting all kinds of feedback. What did he say about Liz?
He said, you know, that they're defensive at play, and he kind of dodged that question a little. Oh, let's see. Leighton is on the bow thing, and Samantha's here, and...
Yeah.
410, you on the line? 410? Hello?
Hello.
Well,
hi.
I guess they're there. Hello?
Hi, you on the air with us?
Oh, hi, it's Mary.
Oh,
hi,
Mary. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Hi, guys.
Hi.
I just want to say
before... you did wonderful.
Thank you. But I'm feeling kind of bad and guilty right now, you guys, because I wanted to let other people talk, and he has limited time, and...
Don't worry about it, Carly. It's okay.
That's okay.
You did wonderful.
I think he wants to maybe come on my show, so hopefully we'll set that up soon. And then people can call him to mine and ask him more questions. So.
Well, yeah, and he said he...
You want to do your show again.
Yeah, so what was I going to say? Oh, tonight we are playing a game at some point because COVID can. But there are a few little topics I want to have a 3-second rant, and then I will be done. Dear B&B, if you make Steffi lose this baby, I am done with you. Put a book in me. Put everything in me. I'm done with you, B&B. I don't want to be done with you. But if you do this, I will kill you. Okay. That is one of my rants. Okay. Number two, Dear Days of Our Life, Kristen needs to go away and never
and
come. And Nick, thank you, and Chloe, and never come back. Number three, please, Ryan, don't break up Avery and Nick to put Avery with Dylan. That would be bad, 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 and it would break Holly's heart in two. And then a hospital well, since I've been visiting my grandma all week. Oh, by the way, you guys, grandma is okay. She's out of ICU. She's still hallucinating a little, which is funny as hell. I know it's probably bad, you guys are saying. I can't believe the things, I want my grandma to hallucinate. Now, I just thought it was funny when she was. So, yeah.
By the way, guys, just sorry to interrupt, but Carrie doesn't have power, so.
What?
Her power went out.
Oh, God.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
Just to let you know, so I don't think she'll be calling her in.
Is she in the storm?
Yeah.
Yeah, but
can she call on her cell phone?
I don't know. She was just texting me, so I'm just letting you guys know that she might not call in. Is she on the switchboard?
No. Right. And it would be Candace is here.
Yes.
Did you listen to any of my interview, Candace?
Yes, I did. Right back.
Thank you.
No, she just used her cell phone, texted Samantha.
So what has everyone thought of this week on the shows? Anyone want to start with what they thought of Zeno Hospital?
I haven't watched yet.
Can you hear me?
Yeah,
I can hear you.
Oh, all right. This is Shiloh. Hi, everybody.
Hi, Shiloh.
I didn't know you turned me on.
Oh, I'm sorry. I sent you an area code. Maybe you didn't hear me. Yeah.
I'm loving
it. Oh, because it didn't say unmuted or anything.
Oh, well, I am not perfect.
Well,
I am not perfect.
I think Blog Talk's messing with all of us now.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
773, you on the air.
Hi, it's Alicia. Hi, everybody.
Hi, Alicia.
Oh, God, Alicia, now I feel okay, Alicia. I really wanted you to talk us on, and now I feel bad, and now I'm going to have some complex, so, yeah.
It's okay. How's everybody been?
Good. It's been so long. I'm so glad you called in.
Yeah, I haven't been really watching the show. I've been following it, but I'm like, I don't know. I just, the show is just there.
I'm enjoying it.
They're not doing anything with Elizabeth.
I am too.
So I'm kind of disappointed with that. But the late share of the GH was awesome, so, okay. If that's the opinion, then, okay, I'll go with that.
I don't like the vampire stuff.
Well, yeah, I think that's too much.
See,
I'm hearing that it's not really about vampires, so just go along for the ride.
Yeah.
I think it's entertaining for a little bit.
I think it's really interesting, and it's really great to see Michael Easton playing something different.
Yeah, his acting's
been great.
He scared the shit out of me today.
I know. He's weird when he's...
I'm enjoying it. I like it. I already watch vampire shows, so I'm not... that doesn't upset me. I'm kind of like, cool, bring it on. I don't care.
Yeah, I like
I'm loving it.
I never got to see Port Charles. I only heard about it. And so this is kind of fun to at least, I wonder if Libby's going to be there.
Oh, yeah. Fun for me, too.
Mads, hold
on.
God.
I think she's on next week. I like Michael Easton in the role. I was a little lost.
Oh, Bye, Mads. You on the air?
I'm fucking over this blizzard, okay?
You have no power? You lost your power?
Sorry. Sorry.
I'm over it.
You lost power?
Yes, ma'am, and I almost freaking just walked into a chair.
Are you okay?
Be careful, hon.
Yeah.
Are you snowed in?
Get the candles out.
Yeah.
No.
Wait, are you snowed in?
What?
Are you, I mean, is it, like, really snowing bad, or?
Oh, yeah.
A blizzard. It's a blizzard.
If I friggin' hear 1978 one more time, I'm gonna lose it.
What happened? Okay, what happened in 1978?
That was the last blizzard. Someone else tell her,
cause
I ain't.
Blizzard, yeah, blizzard.
You know,
it had 3 feet of snow.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't know. I'm a West Coast person.
It disabled the city for like 4 days.
I know that.
I mean, the state.
Oh, God. Well,
let's put it to you this way. The Amtrak train service has been put on a halt. All the bus services has been put from, like, out of town, out of New York and New Jersey, has been canceled.
Holy Toledo.
They don't know, but they're saying by Sunday it's supposed to clear up.
Kerry, how is your phone working?
My cell phone, but I'm not going to stay on long because I got to save the battery.
Yeah, save the battery. Oh, and don't open the freezer. Sorry.
What?
Don't open the freezer. They say if you don't open the freezer, the food won't be bad. So I'm trying.
That's assuming, but there's no problem with that because there's no food in it.
Okay, fine. I didn't know. I was trying to be helpful.
But you know what? You got
peanut butter
on the bright bread. On the bright side, we got the vodka.
Yay!
Yay!
There you go. Make it a drunken blizzard party or something.
But the only problem with that is then you got to go to the bathroom. You can't flush the freaking toilet. So no, not good.
You'll
never go to the bathroom again.
Just
pee in a
can or something. Yeah, I was going to say the bucket.
Throw it in the snow.
Pee in a bucket. Pee in a jar.
Before I forget, because my mind's like gone, next week I will be having Lynn Herring, who played Lucy, on the show next week.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Wow.
Yay.
Carly's on a roll.
I only came in at the end of Sean. He's got a sexy voice.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. By the way, I'm not going to have guests every week. You guys, this just happened so much for me tonight, and then I've had Lynn, date for about a couple of weeks. So it's not like I will be having guests every single week, because I know some people doesn't like that, so I just want to show you that I won't do that to people.
Okay.
So, Silo, you caught the last part of the interview then?
Yeah, I just got to hear him at the end, and I had read, I had gone over and used my computer briefly this afternoon and saw that him and his wife were starting a radio show.
Yeah.
So I thought, oh, he mentioned it. And I just really like his voice. It sounds much better on the phone.
See, and now y'all going to have dreams tonight of that one night stand. instead of Lord Wright, it'll be you guys. And good job, Holly.
I really like it. Doesn't Laura look great with her new haircut?
I love it.
That's the same haircut she had when she was on Guy Light. That was her Cassie Lang haircut. That was a shout-out.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes.
And they let her blonde it more. I didn't like the dark and the blonde so much.
Yeah, I kind of like the way, I mean, she looks really good by now. I mean, I'm happy.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm glad you're back, Silo. We missed you last week, so glad you're back.
Yeah, I was moving.
I hate moving. I never want to move ever, ever, ever.
Yeah, well, like I said, this time they're going to have to bury me in my house because I ain't leaving. I can't take this shit at my age.
I know, right?
Yeah.
So, Silo, are you going back to Arizona?
I am in Arizona.
Are you? Congratulations.
Yep. I made it in the end of October, and I got my place last week.
Oh, that's great.
We should have on the air housewarming party for Silo. Just an idea.
I would volunteer to bake something, but I can't.
Well, once your power's back.
Wait, Cassie, are you still here?
I'm here.
Okay. No. Now that Carrie has lost power, now I'm freaking out, okay, for you.
Well, not yet. So far, so good.
Oh, you're doing okay, Kathy. Good.
Lights have flickered, but so far we have power. I can't see out my windows, but we have power. I don't know how much snow we have. I think we have about 6 or 7 inches, they said on TV, but that's so far.
Wow. In a few hours, you'll have it full foot.
They're saying 24, but I don't know.
Yeah.
Don't go outside in the... Don't.
I won't be out for days.
Let's put it this way, Damon. Ricky Paul Golden just, like, tweeted me because his event was Sunday. He's saying that Sunday everything be gone.
What do you mean?
In other words, all the snow should be gone.
I'm hearing an echo.
Yeah, I am, too.
And the echo, too.
Let's see.
Is it gone?
Yeah, it was.
It's when I call my phone on speaker, when I call into your show, there's like feedback. I don't know why.
Well, that's the speaker. A speaker will do that sometimes.
Well, I'm going to go. I will talk to you all later.
Take care, Carrie.
Okay.
Bye, Carrie.
Bye, Carrie.
Poor Carrie.
I can't get in touch with Carrie.
No. Yeah, well, I can't either.
Well, neither can I.
Me too.
Nobody can.
God, I feel bad. So wait, Candace, is this supposed to hit where you are too, or is Baltimore safe?
No, well, right now it's been on and off raining with a little bit of mix. So they're saying we're not going to get any snow. It's just going to be like, you know, sleet and rain. But the problem is that on Sunday I was supposed to go to New York for Ricky Paul Golden's event. And right now, everybody is tweeting him about it, because if New York is hit, obviously the snow has started and everything, and New Jersey, and they're canceling all the transportation into New York, they want to know how this is going to work out, because if I don't go, that's $75 wasted down a drain.
You can't get back anyway.
Yeah, I mean, right now, like, even my coworkers were telling me, they was like, Candace, don't even chance it. Because if everything is cleared by, like, at least Saturday night, then, you know, I would, like, in my deranged mind, I would go up there. But the problem is, if it starts snowing again, I might be stuck in New York City.
I think everything, at least up here, and it would be even sooner in New York, I mean, they're opening the airport here Saturday night. Not that you're taking a plane, but...
Right, I'm taking the bus, and they don't know how the roads are going to be, like,
right.
You know, in Delaware, New Jersey, and into the city. And not only that, like some people were saying on Twitter, because, you know, they're saying, you know, Susan Lucci was going to show up. Some of these actors might not show up. So that's why they're trying to figure out from Ricky, like, dude, cancel it.
The way I look at it, not that I want you guys to get dumped on Mo, but, you know, you guys could very well get dumped on Mo in New York and Boston. I mean.
Well, let's hope that they don't. Let's just hope this is just a weekend fling.
Right. True.
So.
Has anyone been watching Y&R with Steve Butin this week?
Yes, and I am a new fan. I've never watched until his first air date, so I'm shocked at how much I'm liking the show.
I'm watching just the stuff on YouTube, just his scenes. I don't really care about anybody else.
I think Y&R is really good by now. Go Nick and Avery.
Yeah.
Yep.
Love Avery. Love Nick and Avery. I love Avery domestic side.
I would never follow Steve Burton over there.
I know, but he is
completely different on that show. I must did you get the inside joke, Carly, when he put on the T-shirt?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Everybody was like, okay, what was that about? Because everybody on Twitter was saying, oh, okay, shout out to General Hospital right there. Like, he had to do it.
But I think, and you know what I want, Kathy, I was thinking, I want Avery to come make me a cake. Why can't Avery come over, make me a cake, and then she can leave after a really good interview, but I want her to cook for me.
She can cook.
I love the domestic side. I love all the parts of Avery. And Avery is becoming one of my favorite people to watch on that show now.
I like Avery.
Oh, Debbie goes, what was the inside joke?
The inside joke was when Dylan put on the black shirt. It was a black T-shirt. And how there was, like, a moment, like a puff. I don't know if anybody caught it. Like, he just was, like, he did a puff. Like, his Jason puff in the black T-shirt. Like, it was, like, really quick, but it was, like, everybody picked up on it. And then they said that when he had the underground, they said that was, like, cold for the pier. I don't remember the pier ever being called underground, but.
Oh, you guys, we have another call. I'm bringing on this call, but I'm just saying, if you may call, they have a headache, you will be muted for life. 860, you're on the air, David.
About time.
How
are you?
You know what, David? You
That's
know,
right,
I can't.
I knew it was David when you said it earlier.
Yeah.
According to the Associated Press, power outages at 350,000 as winter storm battles New York and New England dumps more than a foot of snow already.
Wow.
I can look out my window and tell you that. No, I can't see out of my window.
I know, exactly. I was going to say, greetings from Connecticut, a winter wonderland. The wonder is that you can actually see the land through all this winter.
Oh. Wow. I'm just glad I'm in California.
It rained here today, and I'm sure that was a visit of apocalypse for most people.
I cannot wait for filming to start on One Life to Live and all my children.
Me too! Yay!
We won!
Well,
are you kidding me? It's taking all of my energy to stay, you know, like, awake, because I'd rather just sleep until it comes on.
I woke up earlier this week, And I was like, there's something I'm forgetting. And it's like, oh, yeah, I've got to look forward to One Life to Live.
No,
it was a weird feeling because I'd almost forgotten what it felt like looking forward to that show because it's been off the air for a year. And then it's like, oh, yeah, they're going to start taping soon, right in my backyard.
Oh,
what time is it coming on? When are they both coming on? I know the
date. I don't know. I don't know the date, but I do know when they start filming. It'll be next month
right.
on the 11th. That's when they start filming. And
yes.
if my math is correct, 6 weeks from then will be the 22nd of April. So
yeah.
it should be around late April.
Like mid-April.
Oh,
yeah.
I can't wait. I'm telling you, I just can't wait. Well, I'm not a big All My Children fan, but I can't wait for One Life to Live. It's like...
Well,
the reason
well,
I love
it.
Well,
you know, you got to see how the cliffhanger ended, right? Oh, and
mm-hmm.
Carly, Diego Alcazar, the text message killer.
That's right, yeah, Diego.
Oh, okay, well, I couldn't think of his name.
Well, I know,
my life
like,
at that moment.
It was driving me crazy because I was here the whole time. You could have called me, you could have put me on, and I could have answered that one for you right off the bat.
Okay, fine. But I can tell Sean that the next time he comes on, so yeah. But no, I mean, I'm excited for One Life to Live, but I mean, I don't want Star to go away. From the new hospital, so I know.
I mean, I'll be happy if Payne and Todd go back to One Life to Live because, frankly, GH has been ruining both of their characters.
No,
but
I'm enjoying Todd on the new hospital. Todd is not bothering me. I mean, McBain needs
well,
to
no,
go back.
No. You don't understand. I've been following One Life for a while, and what they're doing to Todd on GH is terrible.
I'm enjoying
no,
it,
I
David.
I don't agree. I've been watching Todd Manning since the character was created. I don't agree with you. I think they've done a great job with him.
Yeah,
in a complicated
I agree.
System.
Thank you, Sam.
Because now saying
we have
that,
our opinions, right?
I'm going to disagree about the people that want him to stay on General Hospital. I'd much rather see Todd go back to One Life to Live, but that's because I'm a Todd Blair fanatic.
Now I heard
right.
that.
I want to see Todd and Vicky go at each other, brother and sister. I miss that.
Yeah, me too. What were you saying, Shiloh?
I heard they're going to Prospect Park has somewhat agreed to let these three come back over to GH once in a while. They'll
yeah,
be playing both sides.
I'm fine with that.
I think that's the best thing
for both shows.
Yeah, I think it's the best thing for both.
It'll get viewers from both GH to follow up back to One Life and then back and forth.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
Besides which, you know, the reason why I'm so thrilled about Prospect Park actually pulling this off is, I'm thinking about this, and today with all the snow crap going on and the interruptions with GH, and I said this on a message board, and I said, the one thing that I love Prospect Park for is that there will be no more interruptions during my soaps with what you know because there's no news interruptions
right.
when we're doing it in an online format. That's always been the biggest pain in the ass when it comes to being a soap viewer is that you keep getting interruptions.
You tune in
for your time of escape from reality TV, and that includes news and weather. But here they come, the interruption show, with breaking news or weather reports.
Wait,
and I'm like,
did you get breaking news because of the weather?
Oh, yes, twice. Once at the beginning of the show, then again at 2:30.
Why? Well,
you know,
okay, what was the breaking?
Guess
what?
I had news the whole day.
Yeah,
weather.
That's what I heard. People on your side of the world, Kathy, had it interrupted. They didn't even get to see GH.
Well, Samantha had,
thank God for
Samantha. She gave me a link for the East Coast link. That's how I watched GH today because we had weather.
They were
weather.
Out of Florida.
We had weather since 8 o'clock this morning.
I know, but at least. But at least here in Connecticut, it wasn't so bad where it wasn't 24-hour coverage. You know, I hate that, though, when they have a big storm and they put on these special reports and they go on for hours. I mean, snow is falling. Okay, we get the point.
My question is, don't they have a channel called the Weather Channel where you can find out all
exactly. Just like they have the Cooking Channel and the Food Network, why the hell couldn't the Chew and the Revolution gone on to those programs?
Exactly.
Well, no, I mean, on Tuesday in Baltimore and in Washington and some of it,
a lot of people
didn't see their show.
No offense, but I think the Revolution and the Chew would have done quite well on a cable network, not on network TV.
Candace, what were you saying?
I was saying on Tuesday, D.C., Washington, D.C., half of Virginia, and, of course, Baltimore, we didn't get to see none of our soaps. Why? Because we had the Super Bowl parade. Baltimore Ravens had the Super Bowl parade.
It was
supposed to start at 11, but it ended up at 12, meaning there was no Young and the Restless. I was like, heck no. So I had to wait until 1, what time was it? No, 2 o'clock in the morning to watch Young and the Restless, Bold and the Beautiful.
My.
I had to wait to go on YouTube to watch Young Hospital. That was like, not fun at all, but, you know, at least Ray Lewis
thought something funny on Twitter. Listen to this. Why does Miley Cyrus always talk like she has a sinus infection?
Wow.
That's funny.
Why does she? That sucks, though, Candace. I would have been.
Well, it was okay because Ray Lewis kind of said something in an interview. He was like, he knew that some females were a little upset because since they don't follow sports, they follow Young and the Restless. Mm. Ray Lewis earned a point in my book.
I'm
loving YNR, B&B, and GH.
Me too, Dawn.
If anyone here is a Jonathan Jackson fan, look at the tweet from Team JJ Fan. Jonathan's debut at the Real Bluebird Cafe. It was a picture of John with a fan. Nice.
Okay. Thank you.
Shiloh, I'm loving Bold and Beautiful, but it's really pissing me off.
Oh, I know. I am too. I'm like, Liam, you idiot. Mm-hmm.
Remember when I had a little rant about that tonight, didn't I, Kathy?
You had a good rant, Callie. But I don't think she loses a baby, so you don't have to worry about that.
I don't think Liam's the father.
What?
Liam's
the
father.
Liam's the father.
This is why I'm going to say this, okay? Are we sure that Liam's the father? Do we have positive? Yes. Okay. I'm just saying.
We're sure.
The history. I'm going to say it like this. And first of all, let me just say this about Taylor. Taylor needs to get over it.
I got to say right now, I'm on Team Taylor.
I'm on Team Taylor.
I'm on Team Taylor. I'm on Team Taylor. I'd like to blow them. You know what? I don't know. The Logan women have done nothing wrong.
Hello, everybody.
Rich is free, correct? Rich is free. He's no longer married to Brooke, right?
I don't see Rich calling Taylor.
Well, I'm just saying by paper, but by, you know.
Right.
I don't see Rich calling Taylor. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like Taylor is still holding on to the past. Let it go. Okay?
Yeah.
She's putting it in her case. The Logans are doing exactly what they did before.
I'm talking about this thing with Hope and Steffi. I'm with Taylor. Yeah. Brooke is too much into it. She had those kites fly over Taylor. I'm sorry. Those kites. That was really, I mean, I can't believe.
Oh, my God, so much to do, though. I'm not saying
well,
that.
Then you're a fan of Hope's because that was wrong.
Right.
Was,
hey, Carly.
Yes.
I'm using someone else's long distance call, so I have to hang up, but I'm going to try to stay in the chat, okay? Thank you.
Bye, Amanda.
Bye.
Bye, Amanda.
Bye.
Evan,
good night.
Having those kites fly over him. I mean, that was so wrong. I mean, he should be with Steffi, flying those kites over there. Brooke should
I
stay out of it.
Yes, Kathy, I agree.
But to you, Silo, Brooke's like the devil and Taylor's the saint of all saints. So I'm sorry.
But she's not saying that. I'm talking about
yeah,
the kites.
I'm sick of it. People pissing on Brooke for every little thing, and Taylor gets a pass.
But, Cal, you know me. I mean, Taylor's not my favorite person.
Yes,
but
I
when
am shocked that you are on Team Taylor, but you should not be on Team Taylor.
I am now.
For anything.
I am now, after what Brooke pulled. I
yep.
have no choice. It's
yes,
only right.
Do.
Brooke
I agree.
Wow.
I agree.
The kites.
I can't wait. You know, honestly, I can't wait until
of course you agree,
Silo.
Of course you agree, Silo. You don't even like Luke. Hell, I mean, you know.
We're not talking about General, though.
No,
we're talking about both
saying,
beautiful.
I'm just saying I'm not shocked because of someone that doesn't like Luke, of course we'll be on Team Brooke from B&B. I'm not shocked.
I wish I really knew how that made sense, but since I don't watch B&B, I'm just going to have to take your word for it.
I mean,
everybody saw Laura Wright's tweet, right, today. Who?
What?
Laura Wright?
Yeah.
What she
yeah.
said.
Yeah, I saw
oh,
that.
About what's
yeah.
his face
Roger,
lady?
No. No,
yeah.
They was like, well, she was like, we're not saying goodbye to Roger, Michael, and Kirsten Austin. Just seeing you in a few weeks
right.
back. Now, they don't know if Laura was supposed to say that. Some people were something out that wasn't supposed to let out, or...
No, I had heard rumors that Prospect Park agreed to share them.
Oh, okay. Una, thank you.
Right
Una, thank you. The moment Taylor can, whatever she said about Logan, she has no room to talk. Thank you.
Hi,
thank
Una.
You.
I can't type because I don't have a computer on.
Thank you, Una. Thank you, Una. You
I can
all,
type.
Una, you are good. Thank you, Una. Thank you very much. Taylor's the slut of all sluts. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, here's a good question. How is Carly hiding from AJ that he has sons? Any different
okay,
things?
You know what?
David,
is this you so? No, this is my so. So you're not going to take over like that.
I'm not sure. Whoa, Carly, calm down.
No, I won't calm down. Not when you try and pull that. I know when... No, I won't calm down, David. I know exactly I was having a Taylor rant, and you tried to get me off it, which I really don't appreciate. You know, I'm done with Taylor Forrester. I am done. You know, I mean... She and her little Brad Thomas could leave, and I would be okay with it. So, who do you guys think
Samantha,
are going to be...
How do you spell kite?
K-I-T-E.
Oh.
Oh, that's easy.
Does it matter? I missed that.
How to spell kite.
Oh. Oh, Kathy, you don't get out much, do you? Sorry, I walked away for a minute to tell my boyfriend something, and I missed what you guys were talking about.
Oh, my God.
What did I miss?
There was a discussion about Taylor and Brooke.
Oh, okay, I didn't miss anything. I don't watch that show.
Yeah, I know. You really should. It's getting good.
No, I keep hearing that I shouldn't. I keep everything I hear indicates that I would probably just get pissed off if I watched it. So. Because of Liam and being a no-brain. And
yeah. Well, that's true. He is an idiot. But.
Yeah, he sounds like a big pile of idiots.
Yep.
Yes, he
can't make up his mind. of what underwear to wear in the morning, I'm sure.
You know what? That's...
Did you hear the spoiler?
No. Yeah. What spoiler?
Oh,
I think I heard this. What?
What?
Hope and Liam go to elope.
Yes. Yes, I heard that.
Unbelievable.
I don't believe that. That's a rumor. I don't believe that. So.
Yeah,
well, they
I
go
hope
to...
it isn't. I hope that isn't. He said he was not getting with either woman. He needed to figure out his life first.
Yeah,
who
that's
knows what,
thing.
Who knows what Brooke and Hope are going to do to him?
Well, that's it.
Hope's
not having it.
Maybe Brooke. I'm going to leave... I'm going to leave Brooke out of it. Let's just see what Hope does to him.
Well, we got to see what happens. But anyway, Steffi's supposed to show up there, and she might tell him the news.
She should have told him.
Well,
in
one way, I didn't want her to tell him. Because
well,
if that's him,
I do think he needs to know, especially now after what Hope did to her.
Oh,
yeah.
She did it today, right? I didn't see
yes.
today's.
Yes.
I didn't see today's. Carrie told me.
Oh, my God. I was ready to shoot Hope.
I didn't see today's. I have to watch it online. But Carrie told me most of it.
Yep. I was furious. I thought if she doesn't go and at least tell Liam what happened, and what the scoop is. I mean, it was hinted to him today so strongly, and he still didn't get a clue.
Oh, I'll tell
wow.
you, that show has, that show, what one thing that Bold and Beautiful does,
hello?
It makes you so mad.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I heard the thing go muted and unmuted, and I was like, what?
One
well,
thing that show does, that show makes you so mad that you want to go crazy. And
yep.
it almost makes you want to leave the show. Because I left before because it made me so upset. I took a year off.
Really?
I had to leave.
Yeah.
I couldn't watch it. That's how mad it made me. And that was because Steffi was so bad at one point. Mm. When Steffi
Ew.
Was bad.
When she first came on?
But now I love her.
Well, at least she'd have a job. She actually works, you know.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Steffi.
Wow.
I mean, I just listened to you guys talk about that triangle, and I just want to never, ever watch Bold and Beautiful. So they get rid of all three of them.
Because they make you take sides. Like, you're
Nancy,
either...
You might as well watch it. You know everything that's going on.
Exactly.
Pretty much.
Yeah,
you'll catch on. Like, that's the funny thing. If you've never watched Bold and Beautiful before, a day in your life, one episode, maybe two, you're all caught up. Like, everybody has to take sides. You're either for this
yeah.
person and this couple, or you're against this person and
right.
that couple.
Right.
It's like, oh, my God.
That's the soap.
Yeah, it's like the pro and cons. Pro.
Yep.
They got good-looking people. Cons. They got good-looking people on the show. I just want one person to come in there. With acne. Just straight up acne. Let's go for a commercial. The before picture. And bad hair. And
no.
bad breath. And
never happens, dear. Never.
And okay, and also would like one of them to go to the prom.
That's like YNR. Everybody's beautiful. The men are beautiful. The women are beautiful.
Some of them.
I mean,
it's like, they're all good-looking people.
Well, Victor's a, well, he's just
hey.
A dirty old man, but.
Hey.
Oh, Victor's still good-looking.
Yeah, no, I know, but he's a dirty, he is a real bastard.
And you love him.
Who are we talking about?
I thought people on soaps were supposed
Victor
to be pretty.
Victor on YNR.
Oh my God.
I don't follow that.
Come
so,
on, you know what?
I
mean, the way
you.
I see it,
who are you talking
Victor
about?
Is one of those things Victor Newman is the what? Is the guy that you're going to love one moment and then you want to punch the next.
When I saw what he did today with the pills, I was ready to blow him up.
Okay, tell me what he did. I didn't see it.
He hired that young, good-looking black guy to take and replace Sharon's meds with
Good.
So she'll go nuts.
Good. What do you mean?
Good, that's terrible.
That's a terrible thing to do.
I know. I'm very proud of you.
I didn't see it either today. So he switched the pills?
The kid is not real thrilled with doing it. He even questioned it.
That is horrible. I think that's despicable.
Oh, come on, he did it to Sharon.
Sharon is good now.
Sharon is never going to be good. You know, I don't like Sharon. I will never be like Sharon. So I'm all for it.
Oh, that's a terrible thing.
No, it's not. I think it's hilarious.
I heard him do that. Mental health drugs? Are you kidding me?
That is a terrible thing to do. I want to give Victor Newman and Sandy ovation for doing that. Go, Victor.
That is a terrible thing.
Everybody's wishing Michael and Raj and we'll see you later. Kelly just posted too. She loved it when
she was expounding all over the place today how much she loved them.
I know.
And I just also like to say that I can't believe that somebody created a Twitter account for Caleb's hair.
I loved that. Oh, my
God. Oh, you know what? Okay. Candace, I have some breaking news for you that you probably already know, but I'm putting you down because I like scooping you. Did you know there is another couple that split, that said bye-bye to their relationship in the soap board?
The soap
world.
Oh!
Ooh!
Who?
Hey, excuse me, Kim.
And Kirsten, and I know Kirsten Storms and Brandon are together.
Okay.
What?
Candace, you know this.
Candace, if you don't know this, I'm going to sue you.
Oh, shoot. Okay, wait a minute. Okay. Kirsten Storms and Brandon, okay, they're because of that picture that she Instagrammed.
Give her a hint.
She doesn't deserve a hint, but okay. They were on One Life to Live together.
Oh, yeah.
Farrah and John Paul?
Yeah.
Yes.
They broke up last year.
Why? It was just reporting in the magazine.
Because they kept it hush-hush, but it was, on Twitter, last year.
Really?
I'm going to tell you how you could tell. Remember when Farrah and John Paul had, if you had Twitter, they had shared a Twitter account?
Yeah.
And then
love Kimberly's tweets here. This is awesome.
And then it was some people were saying, what happened with John Paul? And she would say, we're still together. And she would put a question mark. Then people saw John Paul in New York while Farrah was in L.A. And if everybody recalls, John Paul didn't want to go to L.A. So he's in New York with his mom and his Batman Back to the Future car and his pajamas.
Yep.
And Ferris, Ferris. I think
I'm
that relationship was going to make
up
it
with them.
No,
are you sure
it
wasn't the other way around?
They broke up. Well, I didn't know, Amanda. I just went back today. I didn't know
I didn't know about it either. But I'm glad she did.
I think Mama had something to do with it.
Yeah, well, he is a pain in the royal ass.
Let me just put it to you this way. When you meet him in person before Fair, he was cool. He was like that little kid. He was like that shy kid that tried to be cool, but he couldn't do it because he had pajama bottoms on.
Yeah.
And then when he got with Fair, it was totally different. He would just not interact with fans unless he had to.
Yeah, but didn't you think he treated her terribly?
I think she treated him terribly.
I don't know. I just, what I saw of dirty soap,
right.
I couldn't believe it. I thought, what the hell are you doing with
wait,
this?
Wait, Brandon and Natalia, I thought we're still together.
No.
No.
Brandon,
no.
Brandon
and
Natalia.
Carly. It's like on, I told you about this.
Oh, my gosh.
No, because in the soap opera Digest, Natalia was saying how things were going good with Brandon.
Go on
That's
Twitter.
With Carly.
Brandon
Carly.
Who?
Carly. He's with
Brandon.
Kirsten.
No,
yes.
No, I'm not that
I'm
one,
Carly.
You guys.
Am I
no,
you're
I'm
with
talking
Kirsten.
About.
He's
no,
with
you're
Kirsten.
Not,
I'm not
what
talking about,
about
Brandon.
Hello?
I'm
Brandon
not talking
who?
About that. I'm talking
Whoa.
About Chloe. Chloe
oh,
and
Nadia? Nadia
and Nadia.
Nadia.
Yeah.
Nadia.
Oh, they're together.
Okay.
They're together.
Oh God.
Oh.
Oh. Okay.
I'm gonna have to go soon.
Oh, BBO and it up. People are attacking Kristen some for no reason.
Carly, I'm gonna have to go soon.
Wow. Oh, I'm talking about BB and Natalie Hall. Well, okay, but, you know, with them, you know, I'm not focused in Stone and Brandon. I think that's very interesting, though, pairing. But the pairing,
well, I prefer to see Brandon with someone else, but whatever.
I hope you guys have a nice night.
You all right, take care.
Yeah, I got to call it a night, too, because I'm
oh, good. Well, I feel like I'm out of the loop here because I have no idea what you guys are talking about. I don't watch Young and Restless.
I don't blame
I'm lost.
You. I don't blame
lost.
You. I don't
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, John.
Okay, so it's Sam and I, David, Layton, and Candace still here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm still here, but I feel like I'm lost out in space here because I don't want to get what the heck you guys are talking about. I don't want
to
you
know
David, we're about how
sometimes you
Curse
just have
Storm.
To go along the ride and let everybody...
Yeah, Curse of Storm.
Because everybody watches different shows.
Right.
Is Kathy still there?
I'm here.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, don't freak me out. If Kathy wasn't there, that would not be good. That means he lost power and Comcast fucked her up.
I'd call back for a few minutes on myself, so don't worry, I'll be back.
Well, I know, but oh God, I don't even want to think about you losing power, but
I don't either.
Yeah. Let's see. No, I just find it very interesting about Chris Alderson and Sal Du. I find that very, very cute and very, very hot.
Yeah, they're a great couple on screen. I love them.
No, I'm talking
Austin. That actually surprised me. Because, you know, I didn't really picture Michael and Star when I first heard about it. I never pictured that as being
a
good
fit.
But, you know, after watching them, it was like, you know what? They are a good fit.
OMG.
What?
And, oh, God, Chad is just so cute. My God. Did you see the episode? I think it was,
Wait, go ahead, David,
because I'm going to tweet this to you, Carly.
Okay.
Go ahead, David.
All right. Well, anyway, did you guys see the episode? I think it was yesterday's, where Michael was in nothing but a towel.
Yeah.
And he
but I feel like I'm old enough to be
I was
his
like,
mother.
Okay, pause,
yeah.
Rewind. Play in slow-mo.
Well, except that I'm old enough to be his mother, it didn't really do anything for me.
Same here.
Oh, no, I'm in love with Sadu.
Well, I'm at that weird age where both AJ and Michael are hot to me. I'm at that weird in-between age because Michael's just a few years younger than me, and, you know, AJ's, like, hot.
Yeah.
I'd rather
see Dominic Zimpronia in his towel, but that's just me.
I don't know what in the world they're doing writing Dante these days, the way they're writing him.
you know?
What's wrong with the way they are writing Dante? I'm enjoying Dante.
Well, it's just that first they wrote him as being very naive and, you know, about the law and everything, about how it works out, and it backfired on him. Now they're writing him as being, you know, with Lulu being out of control, you know, hormonal. He's kind of like, it's like, I don't see him much, and when I do, it's kind of like, he's sort of, what's the word I'm looking for to describe Dante scenes right now? It's kind of like, he's basically, in the, it's sort of like muted down in the middle between this whole, Maxie and Lulu thing going on, and of course, the whole Maxie trying to pass off the Pixie Baby as Dante and Lulu's is going to blow up in Maxie's face. That's not going
to
be pretty.
I'll send it to you, Carly. Check your Twitter.
Okay.
Well, I certainly think that Dante and Lulu are the least exciting couple in their own storyline, but I still... I mean, here it's supposed to be about them, you know, having fertility issues, and they've made it. It's obviously not supposed to be about them. They've made it more about the Maxie Spinelli storyline, which is fine, but they got to be honest about that. But you know, I think things are gonna.
Oh my God, that is cool.
Those two.
I'm enjoying Dante more than I have, and I'm enjoying Dante more with his relationship with Sunny. I'm enjoying that.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that, but, I mean, they're not exactly giving them very much to do right now, which is probably because I have a feeling it's coming up, because with Laura coming back, there's going to be a lot more.
Oh, yeah, one of the spoilers is that Laura catches on real quick to Maxie's little scheme.
Yeah, spoilers,
you know, I don't believe half of the spoilers out there.
I just sent you a spoiler, Carly.
I know, you know, I saw it. I
love spoilers.
I know
you
do.
This is good. This is like a really good spoiler.
It depends on the horses.
I can't believe the 50th is coming up so fast. That's going to be like April 1st of this year.
Yeah.
It's coming up so fast.
And wait a minute, and I'm going to say this considering the fact here, but I like the fact that People Magazine, Entertainment Weekly, are going to do a special magazine of the 50 years of General Hospital. Well, Entertainment Weekly's already started.
We need to keep a watch and let people know when it comes out.
I will. But a lot of people are also a little ticked off, obviously, because...
Carly, I just want to say one thing here. You did a really good job doing the interview with Sean.
Aw, David.
Thank you, David.
Well, it's true, and I'm also happy that he sounded interested in coming back too. That's what, you know, that's a sign of a good interviewer.
I will say this. And I don't want this to repeat. I might have to delete this episode. But now I have a tiny, tiny, tiny little question on Kanan. So, just thought I'd put that on there.
Sean Kanan. Oh, my God. It's like Jason who?
Oh, I don't think that. I would not go that far, but...
I grew up watching Sean play AJ. I loved when he played AJ best. You know, it sucked when the previous regime pretty much trashed the character.
Yeah.
So that is a really great picture of Becky Herbst and Jeannie Francis.
Awesome.
Amanda had posted it in the chat room, too, so
that is awesome.
Really good.
But
I'm so glad.
Yeah.
It looks like they've recast
Aiden. But
that sucks. Didn't Jonathan Jackson's son originally play Aiden?
Yeah.
Looks like they recast Cam too, though. If that's
no, they didn't.
He's still
short. He better come up with that thing. He better stand up and be 11.
Is this a different little?
He needs to be 12. I've been complaining. That's like my biggest issue.
I know,
is
but
that
there's two boys' heads here, so and one doesn't have curly hair, so I'm assuming it's either a recast of Cam or they've or it's just another kid.
Right. Okay. He was born in 2004. He would be nine. That kid would be nine. He better come up, like I said, a 14-year-old. That better be Spencer visiting.
Yeah. I was just thinking that. Maybe it's Spencer, but I don't know how he got there. Maybe Laura brought
Grandma,
him with her.
Yeah, Grandma Laura.
Oh, I don't want Cam recast.
Oh,
I love
my God.
Kid.
Spencer, I had forgotten about him.
Yeah, me too.
How y'all forget about Spencer Cassidyne?
Because he's like been a dog's age since he's been mentioned.
See, I remember the children. See, because the children are the future of Port Charles. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think about that. They're just crazy. No,
Cassie, are you still here?
I'm here.
No, I
just
not
a teenager.
I keep seeing tweets. I keep seeing about tweets about Boston, Massachusetts, and people's power going off, and that's why I freaked.
Well, they said the worst is going to be around midnight, 2 o'clock in the morning. So far, I'm doing good, so I'm okay.
That's good.
Oh, this is from the Connecticut governor on Twitter. Here's the town-by-town Connecticut Light and Power outage list. About 31,780 customers are without power at this time in Connecticut.
Oh, it's way more in Massachusetts.
Where are you in Connecticut?
I'm up by the Bass Line.
Okay, how far away are you from where that shooting was?
The shooting over at that was down in the southern part of the state.
Oh, okay,
that's
where my cousin is. That's why I was asking.
I'm actually closer to where Silas is. Silas is up in Massachusetts, I'd like to say 30 minutes away from me, I think.
Oh, you guys should do lunch.
Maybe, I don't know, but I haven't heard from him in a while, but.
He's on Twitter.
I haven't talked to him in a while, so I'm saying, you know. Okay, let's see. I'm just looking at the list of places that are without power.
Debbie Lovely's on.
Nobody. The good news
New
is
York
nobody.
Feel good.
It looks like nobody I know is without power. So that's good news.
Well, I was gonna say something really, really bad right now.
Well, somebody we know is without power.
I know.
Yeah.
I feel so bad for her.
Me too.
I hate that the one we had last year on Halloween, that was terrible. No power for almost a week over here.
I would die.
I kill myself.
I would die.
November is
I had to live pretty much out of, my mother and I, we had to live out of her car for almost an entire week.
Why did you live out of the car?
Well, because it was the only place that had heat. We had no heat because our heater is it's gas, but it has an electric start.
Oh, God.
And yeah, so there was no heat in either of our houses. She lives next door to me, and we have one of those two-family buildings. I live in one unit. She has the other. This is good for me. Whenever she needs something, I can come on over and, take care of her or her dog, whatever.
That's nice of you, David.
But anyway, our house got hit bad with no power for like almost 5 days, and so I was like, "Oh, this is not good." Close quarters with my mother and the dog in the car for almost 5 days.
Right.
It was even odds who would kill
who first.
Did you guys get like
Did you guys kill each other? We're both still here, but it was like even odds who was going to freak out first. And it was ridiculous because we had to go and find gas, and it was like every gas station was like out of gas.
Wow.
Because, you know, it was ridiculous, but we did. But we managed to get through it. We couldn't like shower for 4 days. It was terrible because there was no heat, no nothing. Oh God, I'll tell you, I never want to go through that again. That's why I'm glad we have generators now. So in case the power goes out, we each have generators.
You know what? I told my dad, I go, if I'm ever without power for like 2 or 3 days, I'm sucking in a hotel. I'm using your credit card. I don't care what you say. I am, and he's like, okay, fine. Well, there's no arguing with me when, you know, I'm sorry, I went through a week and a half without power, without phone, without internet, anything, and I was freezing. I'm never going through that again. I was not nice. I was in a bad mood for like a week. And I miss all the soap, so I really wasn't, if there was a way, if the power would go out, still, if TiVo recorded your shows and you not miss it without the power, I would not be so devastated, but.
I was just so glad that we had car chargers so we could keep our phones charged, mm-hmm. when we were in the car, because this way I could still stay on Twitter. And I even joked a little bit with Andrew Cruchetta because he had lost power too during that storm, and I was like, yikes. Oh my God. I'm just so glad that we don't have at least in my area that there are no power outages. I feel bad for those who have them though. Because I've been there, I've been through it. It sucks.
It really does.
I mean, the funny part is that people did not, people lived for thousands of years without electricity. But nowadays, it is the end of the world if we lose power.
Well, my nieces and nephews said to me when the power went out, this cannot be happening. What are we going to do without power?
Exactly, and it's like...
I'm like, die, but no, I didn't say that.
It's like, hello, you know? We've lived a thousand years without power, but we've come to a point where we need electricity for everything, for
well,
our phones.
My grandma gave the whole, said when, when we were growing up, blah, 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 that... You know, we had to walk 10 miles to school, no power, and...
Yeah, well, most of that's bullshit anyway. No one walked 10 miles to school.
They did.
10 miles?
Yeah. I asked my mom if it's true, and she said, yeah. And then I drove past it once, and... I'm like, okay, that looks like 10 miles. I don't know. It was 10 miles, but, yeah.
They had to get up awful early.
Oh, yeah, they did.
Yeah,
oh, God.
At 3 in the morning. At 3 in the morning, you get there.
Yeah,
good
3
Lord.
In the morning.
I would not want, I'm sorry, our school was like, three blocks seems far.
Yeah, it takes me hours just to make it. 4 miles. Just to,
Yeah. So what is everyone doing this weekend? Candace? Oh, you don't know what you're doing yet, huh?
I mean, let's just put it this way. My grandfather just texted me. Okay, I'm going to read to you what he just wrote to me. Okay?
Okay.
You're in Baltimore this weekend. You're going to New York the following weekend. The end. That's
what?
My grandfather. My grandfather just texted me, stay my butt here in Baltimore, since I'm going to New York, not this week coming up, but the following week for 3 days.
Huh. So what does he want you to do?
He wants me to stay put in Baltimore. He doesn't want me to go to New York this
Sunday.
Why
did you tell him?
Well, what happened was he asked me for Sunday. He wanted to do something with me on Sunday. But I had told him, and darn, I keep forgetting that everybody in my family has Facebook and Twitter. So, they kind of picked up. Well, my aunt snitched on me and said, well, Candace is going to New York on Sunday. And then they already realized that the following week I was going to New York for 3 days.
Oh, crap.
Yeah. But they don't know why I'm going to New York the following week for. You guys know, but they don't.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, and Big Sean from One Life to Live will be there.
Listen to this. Oh. Wait, isn't there a way you could do your privacy setting so, like, your family would not know every damn thing you're doing?
Carly, my family, yeah. My FBI, they will find a way to find out what's going on with me.
That's true. They might come over at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Don't get me started about that, because I'm still married. Okay? I love my family, but they didn't have to come
over. They love
you,
okay?
Yeah, okay. That's stalking. I'm joking.
After what I went through with my grandma this week, the past 2 weeks.
Yeah, I know.
You know? But let me tell you, it's funny when she hallucinates. It's so funny. I see a bear, Grandma, and there's no bear on the wall. There's a bear, and it's coming after us. Like, okay.
Rocket. I'm looking at this picture that just came in on Twitter. It's from General Hospital ABC. Kelly's is getting a makeover. New floors. Looks like there's a repaint of the walls. It's going to be changed
floor.
To... The new floor, changing the walls to sort of a beige color.
Where is this picture?
On Twitter. Go to the General Hospital ABC, yeah. This was just posted. Let's see.
It was posted a few hours ago. Yeah.
Candace, would you... text me through the weekend and let me know if you're going.
Like
out.
They're putting a little green over here. Green
should
trim.
I go and brave the snow so I can see Susan Lucci? Or should I just stay home? A smart person would stay home. And, I mean, it's $7 if that's true, but it went to a good cause. If I don't show up, I just don't show up. I think people, a lot of people would understand. Not that they care if I came or not. Just saying, in my head, I think they would. But I have to go on the following week.
Kathy, what do you think she should do?
They went right.
Well, Kathy, what do you think Candace should do?
Well, I mean, I don't think New York is getting what Massachusetts is getting, so I'm not sure what they got. If there's no buses in.
It's the fact that I'm going to be coming from Baltimore. Like, right now, Baltimore is okay. But I don't know how New Jersey, I don't know how Delaware is, I don't know how New Jersey is, and I definitely don't know how New York is going to be. And I don't know.
Northern New Jersey is part of the storm, as is New York and Connecticut and Massachusetts, but it's all in different degrees.
Right.
I think Ricky Paul Golden should call it off.
That's what everybody is pretty much saying, because he's been on Twitter and Facebook. Like, I tweeted him earlier this morning. And some other fans, too, are like, okay, if there's no way into the city, and, like bus services and Amtrak and flight, then there's not a lot of people going to be showing up for this premiere party. And like I said, I'm probably, I mean, as much as I would love to go see, Alicia Mitchell and Thorsten K and Debbie Morgan and all these great people, especially. I have to, take a step back and be like, okay, really, Candace? And I'm like saying, I'm going to probably stay home. I want to stay home on Sunday. Cause I'm going to New York the following week.
They're going to lose that money, and that's what sucks. He should call it off. He really should call it off.
So that's why
because of this weather. All the buses are being called off.
I think he's
going to
make a decision tomorrow. He said something that he will make a decision tomorrow. A lot of people are saying, I know somebody that's coming in from Baltimore as well, another girl. She said that she wants to know what's going to happen before she gets on that bus on Sunday. That's how I feel at this point. But like I said, I'll lose $75, but it went to a good cause.
Of course.
And I'll be up there next weekend,
with the plows, and not to put you in danger, but with the plows and everything, I mean, by Sunday, roads might be clear, too. You don't
right.
know. You don't know.
It's right now, it's 50-50.
Yeah, you really don't know. I mean, Sunday, they might be, the temperatures are supposed to go up somewhat. The roads might be pretty good. You don't know.
Right.
It's very hard to make a decision like that.
Yeah
I'm looking forward to getting up to, like, the 40s and such. 40s and 50s. I'm hoping I'll get up to.
I put it to you this way. I
warm
at this point right
again.
Now that I'm thinking about it, it would make sense for me to stay because that way I wouldn't have to spend extra money knowing that the following week I'll be going up to New York for 3 days. And I still haven't found my outfit yet.
I can't believe that you're going to lose $75.
You know what's funny, though, in all honesty? There was people, because he had two sets of tickets. You can sit with him and drink champagne for $135. I paid $75 just to, eat and mingle and get, everybody's going to get free stuff. But I'm like, for all those who spent $135, that's who I feel bad for. Especially
when Even so, $75 you paid. I mean, he should cancel it. If there's any question, he's the one that should cancel it. If people
right.
can't get in or no, and everything, he should just.
And I mean, some of the actors might not come in. Like I said, with Susan Lucci, I don't think she would come out in the weather.
I don't think,
Debbie Morgan, from what I was told, is in Baltimore. So this should be interesting, considering the fact that.
Oh, yeah.
Darnell, I think he was coming in from L.A. So. I don't know.
But they said some of them things are grounded.
Right.
If he cancels it
and everything like that, that'd be great.
Hey, Carly, I'm
going
to go.
Okay.
I'm gonna go, guys. I got to go to sleep.
Hi.
So we usually go on till what? Till like midnight usually?
Sometimes later.
And now he's
gone. It'd be really messed up if he canceled it for next Sunday, the week that I go up, because I would go up to New York, come back home, and then get ready to go back up to New York the following day. That'd be funny if Ricky did that, but.
He could just make up his mind, you know?
Well, he also has to get in touch with the HGTV people. With that network, because they're hosting the premiere party.
But everyone knows how bad the weather is. I mean,
right. But see, they're also people are saying, in New York City that if it's cleared up, that's fine. But it's the way into the city that a lot of people are worried about, because some people, everybody's not in New York City. Everybody's
true.
Coming from, like, Connecticut, New Jersey, Baltimore, Tennessee, for this. So, I'm just glad it happened. I'm not saying that I'm glad it happened this weekend, because, like I said, I have so many friends and even family who has lost power, and to everybody who has some power and is listening, I hope, you guys be safe, stay warm. You know, make sure you got plenty of food that's not microwavable. I mean, you can actually make a heater. You know, go camp, you know, get some wood, camp, go out back, just be careful with the matches.
Be careful of lantern. Being careful of lantern because...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, my dad almost burned a house down once by lantern.
And like I said earlier, I don't know if anybody heard me, I said November will be a popular month for babies. So make sure you wear protection. And please don't name a kid Nemo.
Wait, what?
Because some people don't have, David heard me, but because they have, you know, no power and everything, they said on the radio just now, they made a joke saying how November was going to be a popular month for babies. Because this weekend, because of the snow and, you know, people are snowed in together.
Oh,
so,
yeah. That is the best sex. So that is the best sex to have. That is the best sex I have when the snow and the power.
That should be how it happens. Carly and AJ, one night stand. It will be a power outage in Port Charles. You thought I was going to let it go, didn't you?
No.
Oh, God. I was just waiting. I was waiting for a moment.
Bad, 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 Candace. Bad.
Oh, you talked about it earlier.
Guy.
It'll be so epic, the power outage in Port Charles.
This poor guy on the news. They have this guy on the news. He's getting blown over. The waves are going over by him. He's standing
really?
There. You can't even see him. The poor guy. I feel so bad for him. He's getting hit with waves, the snow, everything. The poor guy.
I couldn't do that. I could be outside when like this happens, when like goes to floods. I'll be like, somewhere else, like, it's outside. It's raining. I'll be in the inside. It's raining. It's snowing. Stay inside.
And you know what? You want him, the bad thing about it? He's not a young guy. This is an older
He's
guy.
Older
they
guy.
Stick the older guy out there. Yeah.
How long has he been with the station?
He's been there a while, but why'd they put that older guy out there? The poor thing.
It's his time. It's his time to go.
You can't
oh, my
see
God.
Him.
Oh, you didn't mean it like that, right?
Oh, I meant it like that. They're putting him on the carousel. If you get that reference, then you're as old as me.
I think he's going tonight because the ocean's going to take him. It was hitting him.
Oh, God.
Well, that's something with Channel Something News at 11.
They have 24-hour news here.
That sucks.
All day.
Oh,
that
yeah.
sucks.
Since I got up at 8 o'clock this morning, 24-hour news.
That really sucks.
Oh, no, it's still mad Tuesday because of that parade.
Woo!
No, I have to say that's not true. That's not true. Regis and my... Regis, Kelly, Michael, whoever they are, they were on.
We didn't even get that hit. We, especially from, okay, our local news starts at 4:58. It used to be 5, but now apparently 2 minutes worth of news is so much more. So from 5 o'clock to 6 o'clock is the early rise news, okay? Then from 6 to 9, it's a mix of our local news. That's either CBS or the Today Show, okay? Now, if it's something special, like if it's a special report or something like this, no, it will go on all day. As, like with the parade, they're showing people, you know, being prepared, you know, what to bring to the parade, to wear the parade, how the weather's going to be, what's the traffic going to be like, which route to take if you got to go to work.
Are
you know,
serious?
I kid you not. Because another thing, too, was, and... You know, I'm from Baltimore, but I'm a New England fan. So my issue was, and a lot of people said this, they should shut down our city. Because something like this is a once-in-a-lifetime, you know, thing. People, like, school was in session, but there were so many kids out of school. You know, there was people who was working for, you know, local businesses. They were closed. We were open. My job was open. But two of my coworkers kind of called out sick. They called out sick, wink, wink,
yeah.
To be parade. I took my lunch break, and I didn't really want to see the parade, but it was kind of hard because you know, people, that's how people are at the, you know, parade outside, because they went through the whole city. So they were like, people should have closed
it.
They
took a ruler and measured it, Maria, a little
while. What are
they
really doing, Kathy?
6 inches.
She's giving us the news of what's going on.
It's blowing. No, she
it's
took a little weapon cloud with 6 inches, but that was a while ago. But now it's blowing. It's drifting.
I don't think we're getting 2 feet.
What do you mean you think you're going to get more?
No, I think it's going to be less. Because they just showed my city on the news, and, I mean, it's drifting, and it's going, you know, you can't tell because of the wind. It's drifting, but when she measured it earlier, it was like 6 inches, and even though it's coming down really, really hard, I can't see it being any more than 6 inches, but you can't tell because there's drifts. So it looks lower,
right.
Then it looks higher. I don't know. I can't. Well, the heaviest is coming now, but I can't see it. I can't see 2 feet, but that's what they're saying.
Wow.
But I have power. That's all I cared about.
Thank gosh.
Yeah.
I wonder if Carrie is back with power yet.
No, she won't. Because a lot of these people, a lot of places that don't have power, they're not going to really be restored till the storm is over.
Oh, God. That sucks.
Because how can they really do anything when the storm is still going on? I mean, she might. You have to call it in and say you have a power outage. I mean, you have to report it, but... And she's not even on the coast. They expect the people on the coast to have the most power outages. She's not even on the coast, really. I am. She's not. That's really bad.
Be careful what you say about her. She might still be listening on her pad. Hi, Carrie.
Oh, you guys. Oh, David.
I'm not going to say anything bad about her.
I would never.
Never.
You mean, but David, you're back
I'm
on.
Oh,
I'm just
Kevin.
Teasing you.
Sorry about that. It's just, I got disconnected.
Sorry, you got disconnected.
So now, do these shows still let you go into overtime, or do they get cut off right at...
No, we could go an hour and a half over after.
Okay, I was just checking because I heard somebody else complaining that they didn't get to go over. So maybe it was a glitch.
Candace's phone died.
Oh, bummer.
Who?
Candace's phone died.
Oh, her phone died. I was like, who died?
Yeah, Candace's phone died. If I don't see after next week, if I never have to see an inside of a hospital room ever again, I'm going to be happy. Yeah, I tell you, I almost pulled out a plug in the ICU. I was like trying to help grandma and I pulled the wrong thing. I almost pulled out one of her little things.
Whoops.
Yeah. I told people to not, you know, allow me to be in the ICU room, but they did, so. Have you guys ever Ben in the ICU room is very interesting. So, I cannot wait for the nurse's ball. That is going to be really good.
Yeah, I think they're going to do a good job with it. I'm
hoping.
You know,
I want people that never perform on there to perform this time. Just for the heck of it.
Okay. I'm sure that one of the reasons they're bringing back a couple of these people is because they're going to be singing, but I'm hoping. Or playing, I mean. Like John Stamos. Ugh.
That would be awesome.
Well, it's like, it's been a long, long time since he's been on the show. It's like they're bringing in vets from everywhere for this 50th anniversary.
Well, I think it's a great idea.
Yeah, well, you know what I think? I think that a lot of people are talking like, oh, maybe the show will get canceled after the 50th. And I'm like, I don't know.
What I said was,
I don't think it's going to get canceled. I think what's happening is that ABC Disney wants Prospect Park to succeed so that they can shunt GH eventually onto Prospect Park's hands and wash their hands completely of daytime television on network TV.
Yeah.
That's my theory anyway.
I think it will be on ABC for a couple more years to come. I really do.
I don't know. Yeah, honestly, I'd be happier if GH moved to Prospect Park because, again, the network has always been.
No, I would not. I mean, I enjoy watching it live on TV. I mean, that just means I enjoy watching it like on TV versus watching it on the computer.
Well, yeah, I don't have to watch on the computer because I got Hulu, so I can watch Hulu Plus on my TV.
Oh, okay.
And a lot of TVs these days are internet ready now. There's actually talk that there might be a way to merge TV and the internet together, so I think that's the way it's going.
Mm-hmm. Excuse me.
Oh my God! I guess I was mentioned in the Postal's press about my show. Oh, that's kind of cool.
The Port Charles Press.
Yeah.
It's
a newspaper about the new hospital and shows about it, and I was mentioned.
Okay.
Well, that's a good thing. I mean. Let's face it, you did break the news about Larry Hagman's death.
I know.
Sure?
I'm very proud. That reminds me. Thank you, David. You did a good thing this now. No, I keep forgetting about Dallas. I keep forgetting about it. Oh, God.
You know, I mean, you're doing really well. And, you know, people are coming on your show. You got really good guests, you know.
There's 90 seconds, but we are going in over time. But, you know, there's one guest I want on the show so bad, and if he came on, I would probably be really, really tongue-tied. But you know who I really want?
Who?
Sunny.
Oh, geez. Maurice Bernard. You want Maurice Bernard on here? Well, that'd be cool. I would be tongue-tied and very happy if Jonathan Jackson came on the show.
Well, yeah. That would be a very interesting thing, David. That would.
Yeah, I know you. You know, I would love to ask him some questions. I mean, I've got a bunch of questions I'd love to ask him.
Yeah, but knowing my luck, I will probably say something idiotic.
Oh, no, you wouldn't. You're doing a great job.
No, I mean, I like. Jonathan Jackson, Asheville, and all that. I wasn't this. I would never really a lucky fan of his luckiness on the No Hospital.
That's for sure.
Thank
I
you.
I love lucky.
Hey.
But I liked him. I was a lucky fan.
I've been a lucky fan since day one, so.
I was too.
No, we are going off air, but we are going in over time. But people, remember to tune back next week for the wonderful, crazy, funny Lynn Herring. Hopefully, Lucy will be here. Yeah. That's going to be.
Callie, I don't know how long I'm staying up.
Are you feeling tired?
I am, but I'm here right now. So
hey,
we'll
Carly, check the switchboard and see who else is on there anyway.
Oh, okay. There's you, me, some Kathy, Sam, and you.
Oh, there's no one else sitting on there? I was wondering if anyone else is sitting on the line waiting to be brought in yet. Oh, well.
No, I mean, I think, you know, but remember, I think, not next week, but the week after, people, remember, it's President's weekend, so there was like a full, nice, full 5-day long weekend. Yeah. Because now they have President's Day and Lincoln or whatever together, which I find very interesting. So, David, what are you doing this weekend?
Probably sleeping a lot, because I usually do when we have a lot of snow or a lot of bad weather, because there's not really much to do. You know? I like to hibernate in cold weather.
Well, if you have an electric blanket, that's a good thing.
Oh, yeah, I'm nice and toasty in my bed. I'm happy with that. I've got, you know, I plan to have a nice quiet weekend. While you were talking to Sean, I was cleaning up my dinner. And I was like,
Well, what did you have?
Pizza.
From one place.
And let me just say, sliced mozzarella is better than shredded.
But where did you have it from?
I made it myself.
Ooh.
I love
it. Okay.
Yeah, I love making things from scratch.
Oh, well, so what did you put on it besides that?
Just the cheese and the meat, cheese and the sauce. Something just simple.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, you can make me.
Well, you know, I usually make fancy stuff a lot. Like, for example, I have a recipe for this cake. It's got like a bourbon sauce on it. Mm. It's a chocolate ginger cake with a bourbon sauce. So good.
Now you're making me hungry.
But no, David, if you can make me a double pepperoni with mushrooms and mozzarella and just send it over here, you won't be muted for a couple of weeks.
You have Thai food, aren't you, full?
Oh, yeah. All that Thai food. Oh, and by the way, I'm addicted to something very badly now.
What?
But I say it's wrong, the name wrong.
David would call it crab rangoon.
I don't usually cook Asian food. But I do like to cook a lot of foods with alcohol in it. Like, for example, I have a turkey recipe that I'm making for the next Thanksgiving. It's going to have white wine and I think a ginger brandy or a ginger whatever. It's really good. Let's see, what else does it have in there? Onions and. The vegetables are all in the stock and everything. Makes a gallon of gravy. And I also found a recipe for pumpkin macaroni and cheese.
Oh,
What?
Pumpkin mm-hmm. macaroni and cheese.
No, I heard it. That just sounds crazy to me.
It looks delicious, though, from what I've seen of it.
No.
I don't like pumpkin.
Although it might be just kind of like having squash or something, I guess.
I love experimenting with
Oh, yeah, but okay, David, I don't mean to interrupt you, but I need to get back to that crab thing I had today.
Crab mm-hmm. rangoon.
Oh, my God. I got two odors. Okay, maybe I'm a pig. Yeah. But it's so good. Oh, my God. No,
what do you call it out there?
We call it, like, crab something. But I love it. I love it. It's so good. And I'm like...
I was just looking at Twitter. Tyler Christopher just tweeted on Twitter. Haven't heard from him in a while.
Oh, by the way, all Ophelia here is saying, Power Hours is up to 5,000 ads. Storm crawl both New York and New England and depth about a foot and a half of snow.
Well, I don't have a foot and a half. I can tell you that. I can't see out my windows, but when they showed, I can't see a thing, but when they showed the newscast from Revere, I couldn't see a foot and a half, so I don't think I have that, but I can't see out my windows.
Well, I feel sorry for you guys on the East Coast because, you know.
I feel sorry for Carrie. I have power, so.
For the moment.
Well.
Yeah.
I think the winds have died down. Unless it's calm before the storm, but I don't hear
the
whipping.
Well, they said tonight it's supposed to get bad, too.
Well, they were whipping. I mean, I could hear them. My house was like a wind tunnel. It was terrible. But I think the winds died down. I don't know. Maybe it's me. Maybe I'm used to it, but it was wicked earlier.
I was waiting to hear about the thunder and lightning they promised. We didn't get any of that.
They said there was possible thunderstorms.
I know. We didn't get any of that, so.
I'm glad.
Tell me about it.
But I don't know.
What is that? Yeah, what is that? What is that crinkling? Somebody opening up a bag of chips or something?
Oh, sorry. I was opening up a packet of crackers. Sorry.
Oh, I was like, what the hell?
You guys were talking about food. It was making me hungry, so I grabbed a jar of peanut butter and crackers.
It looks like they've changed the shooting schedule. It was originally supposed to be 5 weeks, but now 6 weeks, but now it's going to be 5 weeks.
5 weeks on and, you know.
For One Life to Live. They're going to be
shooting. I heard it like 5 weeks. On and 5 weeks off or something.
Yeah, it's supposed to be originally 6 weeks on and 6 weeks off, but now it's 5 weeks on and 5 weeks off.
Yeah.
I would not mind being off for a whole 5 weeks.
Well, it gives the actors a chance to do something else if they want to.
Well, yeah, it's actually very good the way they do this because if they have other obligations, family obligations or whatnot, they don't have to be shooting, you know, months on end, like they usually do for a regular for other soaps, but they can always come right back afterward. It's kind of like how Tony Geary comes in, shoots his scenes and such, and then goes off for like months on end.
I hate that. I need my look fixed a lot. So,
well, you know, the thing of it is, they shoot like Tony stuff like in advance. Like he shoots stuff. Like months in advance, so that even though if he's like on vacation, he'll still have scenes that pop up even when he's not actually
I
on
know,
set.
But I don't. I love.
I love when Luke's on too.
I love when Luke's on. When Luke's not, I'm not happy.
Yeah, unfortunately, I think he's got a bit of a cold. At least he sounds like he does.
I hope it's just a cold. He was out for a long time, and it was not because of vacation, so I hope he's okay.
Yeah. But, you know, when he was on today, I was like, does he have a cold?
I didn't notice that.
He sounded very hoarse the past couple of days. So.
Mm. Oh, poor Loki.
Well, again, this was taped like months ago, like a while ago, weeks, if not a month ago.
VH only tapes 2 weeks in advance.
Right, so you know it's only been a couple of weeks. So.
Well, it's like 3.5 weeks, I think.
Yeah,
no,
it's
2.5.
I heard it was 3. I'll split the difference. We'll say 3.
I think it's 3.
Okay.
We know that from my favorite person.
Well, you know, I'm just glad that that One Life to Live and all my children are going to start getting taped soon. I'm so excited.
Yeah.
I mean, literally almost right in my backyard.
Okay, Boston Post, 76 Mile, Boston Post gusted 76 miles throughout. The temps dropped from 38 to 19 in 1 hour.
It is. I can feel the cold. I can feel it got colder, but I think the wind died down. Maybe I don't hear it that much where I am, and I'm on the coast where the winds are supposed to be the worst. I wish I could see a tree. I can't see anything out my window. I can't see. Well, I can see the lights of a plow, but I can't see anything. I'm snow-covered. My balcony is snow-covered. I can't see how much snow is on my balcony. That would be a good indication, but I can't see it. Can't see anything.
Well, at least you still have power.
I have power. That's mostly what I care
Kathy,
about.
Kathy, if you lose power, like tomorrow, would you find a way to call me and let me know?
Yeah, I'll call you on my cell. I charged it. I'll call you on my cell.
Oh, filming. It looks like they're starting filming early for all my children. Listen to this. All my children.
You know who we haven't heard about coming back?
Who?
Rex.
No. I don't think John Paul wants to come back.
I don't think that's
right
happening.
I'd love to have John Paul
right?
back. I mean, I love John Paul. Don't get me wrong. I'd love to have him back, but since Faith does not want to come back, I guess he's sort of still with her or whatever. So.
No, they broke up.
They're not together.
No, they're not?
No.
No.
Really? When did they break up?
Not
Nobody's
sure
really
they
sure,
up.
But it was in
it says, okay, I have the article. I show people.
Well, I cannot. Well, I hope he does come back because that would be great if he came back and Gigi
okay,
stayed.
Okay.
Gigi stayed in England where she belongs.
Real life couple call it quick. Fira and John Paul who began dating in 2008 after meeting on the set of One Life to Live have quietly split. The actors who relocated to Los Angeles after One Life to Live wrapped up production remain friends.
Can you link me that on Twitter, Carly?
No, I just have it in the magazine.
Oh.
That I got today. Yeah.
Go buy the magazine.
Yes. I'll go steal the articles out of the magazine. Hey, I've done that.
Bad girl.
Oh, come on, you know I did that. So it's not like any nude, you know.
Yeah, this is Michael Fairman Phillips says that John Paul will not be part of the Prospect Park revival.
Well, he might be in California, too. He might be living in California.
No, he's living in New York.
Oh, he moved back?
Yeah.
Well, he really didn't want to leave New York.
Yeah, he didn't want to be in New York anyway, yeah, so.
He didn't want to leave there when we watched Dirty Souls. I mean, he.
Yeah.
She kind of pushed him.
Yeah, Farrah's like, we're moving to L.A.
And I think that may be one of the reasons why the relationship went south.
Yeah, I'm sure that was probably the main reason.
She was kind of pushy with him.
What's he doing now, though? I don't even know what he's doing now.
I think he's staying home in his bathrobe.
his pajama pants. He loves his pajama.
He does.
Mm-hmm.
He's like me. He loves to stay home in lounge pants.
So do I.
So are you sleeping all weekend, really, David?
Probably. Watch my cartoons on Saturday, and that's it.
I'm sleeping tomorrow. What do I have to get up for?
Nothing.
Nothing. It's going to be tons of snow. I am into the weather, though. I am into this weather report.
Mm.
I've been interested all day today. Everything they had to say, yeah, I was into it.
You know what I'm praying about right now? I'm texting my mom right now and just ask her what time I have to be up. And I'm hoping my mom's going to be a good mommy and say sleep in. But, you know, because we've been going to the hospital.
Oh, my gosh. I did not know that in 2001 that John Paul was an orderly on All My Children.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Breaking news.
Who was he?
Yeah, in May 21st, 2001 episode of All My Children, John Paul was always here, played an orderly.
Huh.
Wow.
That's something that not many people pay attention to.
I bet some people do, though.
Some, yeah.
Yeah, this is like, this is, you know, a couple years before he came on, it was like a year before he came on One Life to Live.
The Associated Press says, the same thing. Why aren't you guys laughing?
I'm yawning. I'm tired.
Why are you tired, Kathy?
Well, I got up at around 8 this morning, and I'm tired.
Oh, I don't like it when my cat gets tired.
Well, I go to bed early most nights, but I don't know. I'm tired. I've been standing on my feet all day.
Oh, God.
Pacing. Pacing back and forth, looking out the window, walking to the kitchen, looking out the window, waiting for the storm, seeing how many snowflakes fell. That's what I've been doing all day. I'm tired.
You know what? I'm tired, too. I think I'm hallucinating.
What?
I mean, funny. I'm like, I'm tired. I think I'm hallucinating.
Oh, hallucinating.
No, I got up at 8 this morning, and I'm not an 8 o'clock in the morning person, so,
I don't
like
it much either.
What about you, David?
I'm still here.
No, what time do you like to wake up? Oh, my God.
What time do I wake up?
No, what time do you like to wake up, you little?
Noon.
Noon.
I like noon.
I am not a morning person.
Do it.
I'm not a morning person.
There was more wind, I think, this morning. The wind was making noises in my room this morning at 8.
Oh, that sucks.
I said, oh, dear God. I said, I might as well get up because the windows in my room are, like, really bad. So the wind was making noises. I said, well, I'm not sleeping, so I got up. And, yeah, I'm tired. I'm tired.
Oh, you're tired, Sam?
I'm sorry. Fine.
What are you, Sam? Are you tired?
I'm okay. I'm a little tired.
Oh, I love this picture of John Paul.
God. quit perving over John Paul. He's just a baby, isn't he?
Yes.
Oh, no.
He's in his 30s.
Oh, okay. That's okay, then.
He looks like a baby.
Oh, did you hear about this? I was reading this earlier. Scientists have been figured out ways to use our own cells to grow new organs, which will mean that we won't have to worry about transplant lists for people who have like that disease. What the heck was that disease that Jessica Buchanan had that needed a transplant? Oh God, what was it?
Lupus.
Megan had lupus, and so did Snorri Saybrook. But I was trying to think.
Hepatitis.
Yes, hepatitis C. She had hepatitis C, and she needed a kidney transplant. Well, I'm telling you, with the new technology, they've actually been able to grow organs like a stomach. They've done I think a liver, they've actually done that. So it wouldn't be too hard for them to grow a kidney from your own cells. And you wouldn't need anti-rejection medications. It'd be your own cells, you know?
Yeah. That would be awesome.
I know. It's fantastic. And I would love to see a storyline in One Life to Live or All My Children broach some of those new advances in medical technology.
Okay. Got it. This game out of soap opera that I just about is called How Deep Is Your Love? Okay, so fans, test you knowledge of some of the daytime most celebrated moments with the All Quiz and the following page. True or false?
Okay.
Look. Was engaged to another woman before Laura?
I don't know.
David?
What? I'm sorry, I was a little distracted.
David?
Yeah, I'm right here.
I will mute you. I will use the muted button until I get my pizza delivered.
Right. I'm sorry, I was a little distracted looking at John Paul's legs. Moving on.
All right.
Okay, stop it. Stop.
And pay attention
okay.
to us. It's all about
yes.
us. Not John Paul Lavoisier.
Okay, true. Luke was engaged to another woman before he married Laura. True or false?
I think that's false. I don't recall him. Of course, I wasn't watching way back then.
Okay, well, I was watching
way back then, and I don't remember.
I'm going to say false first. Okay, next question. What color was the sweater Holly wore when she married Robert to avoid deportation?
Oh, I liked when she married Robert.
Okay, but what was she wearing?
Who the fuck knows?
Okay, I'm gonna say red something.
I'm gonna say pink.
Blue.
Blue. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Number three. What was the name of the man Felisa married while Fisco was presumed dead?
I have no idea.
Well, I mean,
these are hard questions, Callie.
Now, if you ask me something about Lucky Spencer, I'd probably be able to answer that.
Okay. Well, maybe this is the easy one. What location did Sonny and Brennan consummate their relationship? Oh, I know this one. New York City, Post Office, Puerto Rico, Washington, D.C. I know this one is Puerto Rico.
I repress most memories of Sonny and Brenda.
Oh, wow. That was one of my favorite couples. Yes. Okay.
Yeah, the first time, but the next 100 times, not so much.
Okay. On one occasion, did Kevin give Lucy her pet Dachshund? Her birthday, the publication of her novel, the engagement on Valentine's Day.
I don't know.
I just remember that joke was hilarious.
I know, okay. Well, okay, maybe you guys will know this, okay. Elizabeth and Jason slept together for the first time after Jason caught Sam in his arms. Lucky the Ricks.
Wait a minute, say that again.
Elizabeth and Jason slept together for the first time after Jason caught Sam in his Lucky the Ricks.
Rick.
Okay.
When did I miss this episode of One Life to Live?
Was that the first time?
I'm not sure. That was the thing. Okay, so...
When did I miss this episode of One Life to Live with John Paul Lavoisier doing a striptease on
basketball? Okay. Will you, you know what? You will be
mad. Down boy.
Okay. And with Johnny, they call it love. And who did he meet at Ziggs? Carly, Lulu, or Olivia?
What?
Which in love interest of... Oh, go ahead.
And Johnny's love interest, did he meet at Ziggs? Carly, Lulu, or Olivia?
Olivia.
Okay. Which member of Dante's family performed at his wedding to Lulu? His cousin, his uncle, his grandfather, his brother?
Oh, God.
Cousin.
Yep. Okay. Who fainted at Maxie and Spinelli's non-wedding? Oh, I know this.
I didn't watch it.
Oh, Jason.
He fainted?
Yeah, I believe so. Okay. Who walked in on Patrick and Robin when they made love for the first time? Okay, hold on. So I'm going to give you the answer now.
Okay.
Oh, wow. I just opened my side door. I'm looking at how much snow has accumulated. The snow has actually reached the top of the bushes, the next door neighbor's bushes.
Ooh, see, good. I can't tell.
Go downstairs and go outside, Kathy.
Yeah.
I don't own a pair of boots. I live in New England. Carrie and I joke about this all the time. Neither one of us have snow boots.
I don't have snow boots either. So don't feel bad. I'm looking at the pile of snow on my porch. It is. We're getting some snow here.
David, don't fall.
I'm staying indoors where it's warm. But
No, I mean don't go out like the patio dough and
I can see a snowplow. I can see a snowplow in my yard. I can see a little bit out. See, I think the wind died. Because I can see a little bit out my balcony. I see a snowplow.
Oh, it doesn't mean the wind died.
There's no plow out here, I'm telling you, it's all unplowed out here where I'm at.
Well, see, I'm in a condominium complex, and they keep bringing the plow around, but he's having trouble. He's having trouble going around. He can't go around.
The snow is a fine snow. It's really mostly just the wind blowing it, but the flakes are really, really fine, but it's coming down a lot.
He's pushing.
I mean, I can see the way the snow's blowing here because of the wind.
So I think there's drifts. I think you might see a lot in one place and maybe a little in another place. He's pushing it, but he had a little trouble. I'm watching him. I can see now.
Remember the old days when it was okay to eat snow? Nowadays you can't.
Wait, you can't?
Why?
Oh, because of all the stuff that's in the, you know how you can't drink rainwater? You have to purify it and everything?
Oh, no. I would eat snow if I was out there.
Well, I wouldn't eat yellow snow, that's for sure.
No, I wouldn't eat that.
Amen.
No, he's pushing. I can't tell. I wish I knew what was going on.
Helpful. How many? Okay, if you walk the outside, how many? You would just go down the elevator and you could look right.
I could do that like I am. Fat chance. I'm undressed. I wouldn't get dressed.
See, where I live, I could go, like, put my sweatpants on and go out, walk to by the elevator, look out that window.
And do you think I'd possibly go in an elevator tonight? What if the power went out as I'm in the elevator?
You'd be stuck.
I would never go in an elevator.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm pushing the snow away from my door with a broom.
Yeah,
I would not want to go out in this.
Have you called and see if your mom was okay, David?
Oh, she's fine. She's asleep by now.
Okay.
Oh, good God.
Which I'm going to be in a few minutes.
You know what? If I live next door to my mother, yeah, that would be really, really...
God, I hate snow. Bah, and humbug.
You know, well, we never said that when we were kids, okay?
Well, I know, but then when we were kids, we didn't have to clean it up.
I know, too. You know, it would be so bad. I am so tired myself. Is anyone, well, Kathy's tired.
I'm tired.
I was sitting here listening to when Sean was on the air, and he was talking about having five kids, and I was thinking, congratulations to you. My condolences to your wife's labor pains.
Well, no, maybe I have, like, the five, I mean.
It's a blended family.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying? His wife had, like, four kids, and he has, like, one. So I'm like, congratulations to you to have five kids. My condolences to your wife for having labor pains for four of them.
And they're all girls and one boy.
Yikes.
Yeah. That's why he said it's a lot of estrogen in his house.
You know,
even with a female dog.
My dad said raising girls were a lot easier than raising boys. That's what my dad told me when I...
I am done for the night. I don't want to have to think about anything, do anything until tomorrow morning as far as the snow goes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, okay, I think we are going to call a night because I'm ready. I'm so tired, too.
My front porch isn't bad because of the screening, but... the side porch got a bunch of snow.
Okay, Kathy, call me tomorrow.
I will call you tomorrow when I get up, and that could be very late.
Okay.
I have nothing to get up for.
Amen. I mean, I have my cartoons, but that's about it.
I don't have them, so I don't need to get up.
David, you could team with them.
No, I like watching them live.
Okay.
Oh,
okay,
man.
Okay, night, guys.
Night.
Yeah.
Night.
Good night. Bye-bye.